I am very proud and honored to stand with these men and women, Democrats, Republicans, House and Senate members, to really address an issue that we must address. It is one of those issues, quite frankly, that we have a moral obligation to make part of the conversation that we deal with here in Harrisburg. Folks, when we make investments in education, in my view, those are the best dollars we spend in government, particularly when we make investments in our young kids and giving them the opportunity, giving them the tools to be able to grasp and learn and understand. And sometimes when you have individual students who are having other challenges outside the schoolhouse, but rather in the home where they're put at a disadvantage for a variety of reasons relative to an incarcerated parent, that makes it more difficult. We have to make certain that we have the resources and the investments to be able to take care of those men and women, the children of those men and women who are incarcerated. I want to applaud my colleagues, but also Secretary Wetzel, for his forward-thinking and groundbreaking approach to this particular issue. It's something that's very, very important for us as a Commonwealth to do as we move forward, because again, it's about our kids and making investments in all of our kids, not some of them, but all of our kids as we go forward. That's why I'm very honored and pleased to be here with this very, very important legislation. Look forward to working with all my colleagues to advance it through the General Assembly and onto the Governor's desk for his signature.